Memories of the New Kingdom Collection. Translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2020 to 2025. Published by Digital Ink Productions in 2023. Forward. The New Kingdom era of Egyptian history emerged from the darkness of the Second Intermediate Period, when the Theban dynasty drove the Hyksos out of Egypt and went on to conquer Canaan and Nubia. The fall of the Hyksos dynasty appears to have been largely as a result of the Minoan eruption in Greece, which darkened the sky of Egypt and blanketed northern Egypt with up to 2 meters in ash. The Tempest Stelae from Karnak described the effects of the storm reaching all the way to southern Egypt during the era of Ahmose I, the pharaoh that ultimately drove the Hyksos from Egypt. The sections of the Tempest Stelae which relates effects of the eruption are damaged, however. The lines that survive read,
"The gods expressed their discontent. The gods of the sky come with a tempest, and it darkened the west. The sky was unleashed without
damaged text.
More than the roar of the crowd
damaged text
was powerful
damaged text
on the highlands, more than the waterfall at the cataract of Elephantine. Each house
damaged text
each shelter that they reached
damaged text
were floating in the water like the barks of papyrus by the royal residence for
damaged text
days
damaged text
with no one able to light the torch anywhere. Then His Majesty said, "This surpasses even the power of the great God and the wills of the divinities." His Majesty descended in his boat, with his council following. The east and the west were silent, as they were naked.
Damaged text.
After the power of the God was manifested. Then His Majesty arrived in Thebes.
Damaged text.
This statue, and it received what it had desired. His Majesty set about to strengthen Egypt and stop the rain around him, and he provided them with silver, gold, copper, oil, clothing, and with all the products they desired, after which His Majesty returned to the palace, life, health, strength. Then His Majesty was informed that the tombs had been flooded, that the sepulchral chambers had been damaged, that the structures of funerary enclosures had been undermined, that the pyramids had collapsed, and all that existed had been annihilated. His Majesty then ordered the repair of the shrines which had collapsed all over the country, and the restoration of the
damaged text. The autobiography of Ahmose Penabana covers many of the early battles that forged the Egyptian New Kingdom, including the Battle of Avaris and the subsequent Battle of Sharruan a few years later, which resulted in Egypt taking control over the entire former Hyksos dominion. Ahmose Penabana is often described as an Egyptian admiral, however, his career in the Egyptian navy encompassed decades under the service of a series of pharaohs, including Ahmose I, Amenhotep I, and Thutmose I, spanning more than 50 years from circa 1570s to the 1520s BCE. This dating is calibrated based on the carbon dating of King Ahmose I's remains, which are dated to circa 1557 BCE. As he described himself as a youth at the Battle of Avaris, where he served as his father's replacement in the fleet, it is likely that he did not retire until he was over 60. He listed extensive campaigns throughout his life, mostly in northern Sudan along the Nile and Yellow Nile, before the pharaoh turned his attention to the north and sent them to occupy Syria. The Herald Ahmose Pen-Nekbert's biography covers much of the same era, however, his viewpoint was that of a pharaoh's herald instead of a soldier, therefore, he only mentions the battles that the pharaoh was present at.